I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It appears Taliban insurgents and South Korea negotiators have come to an agreement that allows for the release of the remaining 19 South Korean Christians. However, the agreement could have an impact on missions work in Afghanistan, says the president of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller. It's possible governments may use this in future cases as an anti-evangelism precedent. But he adds that Christians will always be there no matter what the government's restrictions might be. And an online program is helping Christians understand the persecuted church. Oklahoma Wesleyan University, in partnership with Voice of the Martyrs, is offering Persecuted Church Ministry Interactive Workshops online. The program allows Christians anywhere to join in study and discussion of ministry to the persecuted church. Special opportunities will be available to hear from some of VOM's field workers and Christians from restricted nations. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.